construction and maintenance. After completing this section, learners will be able to evaluate infection risks and make recommendations during the planning, design, and commissioning phases of construction. Example, surface choices, number and types of isolation rooms, placement of sinks. Provide recommendations for risk mitigation during construction, renovation, and maintenance. Example, establishment of negative pressure, type of barriers. Collaborate to establish risk mitigation monitoring during construction, renovation, and maintenance through commissioning. This section describes infection control risk assessments, isolation rooms, and risk mitigation during construction and maintenance.